This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Listen, there are two different type of people in the world. I'm one of these people. I want to see if you can guess who. Those who openly fart in front of a partner and those who turn on the TV really loud to try and cover it up. Well, because I'm a lady, you know which one I do. Well, luckily, there's actually a third option for the awkward gut stuff, and that's Symbiotic Plus. Ritual created a clinically studied 3-in-1 prebiotic, probiotic, and postbiotic to help support a balanced gut microbiome. I realize how important gut health is to our overall health. So when it comes to making sure I am giving myself the best chance to have just a healthy gut environment, Symbiotic Plus is what I'm using because I trust Ritual. They're also the multivitamin that I also trust because they know how to do it right, in my opinion. Daily 3-in-1 prebiotic, probiotic, and postbiotic with two of the world's most clinically studied probiotic strains to support the relief of mild and occasional bloating, gas, and diarrhea. Why include a postbiotic? It provides fuel to the cells that make up the gut lining and support a healthier gut barrier. Win-win! Delayed-release capsules, that's my favorite part, designed to help survive the harsh conditions of the upper GI tract for delivery to the colon and an ideal place for probiotics to grow and thrive. Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide your insides. There's no more shame in your gut game. That's why Ritual is offering our listeners 30% off during your first month. Visit ritual.com/crew with a K.
Crew with a K!
To start Ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today.
And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
the Chick AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers on 2023.
I am going on tour with my good friend. His name is Kev on stage. Y'all better buy these tickets.
Them tickets ain't been moving at all in the last couple weeks. Don't worry, me and Angel gonna start shooting some video and stuff like that.
Shoot some videos.
Know you guys got the Christmas season. It was Thanksgiving, man. We ain't been talking about it, but the podcast.
Yeah, we ain't even been here. So
we ain't even been up in here. Yeah. But we back and we black. You feel me?
Yeah,
get those tickets at kevonstage.com for our fire off on your granny, cuz dead homies.
Pop, 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 pop.
Should be a shirt. Jesus is the original dead homie. But he rose again! All right, before we start, Angel, people want to know, what do you think about Florida State not being considered for the top four in the college football playoff?
I think it's ridiculous. You know why?
Tell me why.
Because them big MFers go to Florida State, don't they?
Right.
And they be running, and we are talking about football.
We are.
Yes, that's where them big ones go.
And they were undefeated, Angel.
12,
how you take
13,
a, how 13, you take a one-loss Alabama and put them over undefeated Florida State?
So
why
do
you think they
got Alabama in there?
Yep.
Tennessee?
Nope. We got, Michigan.
Michigan, is by Tennessee.
Texas.
I knew it would be Texas.
And Washington.
In Washington, where's the...
There's only four that compete in the college football playoff. And Florida State was top four.
That's
almost,
the problem. There should be five.
Should be six.
Because the committee don't give 12. A piss about nothing but the daggone tide.
Does it got to be even?
It's got to be four. Or six, because it's a playoff.
No, I think that's what's the problem mm-hmm. with sports. Everything got to be even. Life
well, it
could have
been five. You could have had a team with a bye.
We need eight teams for a playoff.
A bisexual
well, they're going
team?
To 12 next year.
We need 16.
A team
then.
With a bisexual.
Not enough.
No, a bye week.
Oh.
So they don't have to play the first
Not as interesting as
Jesus.
A bisexual.
Yeah. Not
but if, listen, we're inclusivity here, huh?
Yeah.
Huh? But yeah, I mean, it's how they be doing it. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
How they be doing it every time. And they said because the quarterback got injured, like they didn't win all them games all year.
They ain't got another quarterback?
They won with the second and the third string quarterback. They found a way to win.
Kevin, you need to go down there, start playing your football dreams. Because Kevin can still throw. Now, if you get hit, he's dead. But if he throw before he get hit, that thing going somewhere.
Right, 80! Had 80! My shoulder.
Now, they can't let nobody touch it.
They
now.
Ain't never stopped no game because the quarterback got hurt.
No.
What if the quarterback get hurt in the first play? Do they say, well, okay, you're out now. Team with the good quarterback, come on in. That injury is just part of the game.
That is a part. It's 100% chance of injury in football. That's why I don't play no more.
Stage crew said any big back.
100% chance. All right. Before we begin, I must say, this episode is titled Oprah is My Best Friend. Because she is.
Uh-huh.
Now, let me tell you why Big O is my best friend. I call her Big O if you know her personally, as I do now, as also as well. I got invited to see The Color Purple.
Yeah.
Right? At the Black Excellence Brunch. Shout out Trail.
Yeah, Trail.
He's built an amazing community of Black Excellence Brunches. He's highlighted, like, people. Like, he's had one to celebrate Tab and other people, and then he does movies. He just does them to highlight Black women.
Yeah.
So he had one to celebrate The Color Purple in partnership with the, believe it's Warner Brothers, if I'm not mistaken. It's Warner Brothers. And he invited me and Melissa. We went down and seen the movie. Quick aside, a lot of times people don't know what they're talking about. Just, they don't have enough information. People was like, Kev, why you wearing white? It's The Color Purple.
Oh, yeah,
it was
no.
like, it was an all-white brunch.
All of Black Excellence, the Trail thing, what he does, it's always all
it's
white.
And I hate all-white events. I don't
Y'all
like.
Y'all look so nice, though.
I don't like it.
Because you know you're going to get dirty.
I'm going to get dirty, and I'm big.
Mm.
And the way white sees my stomach and be like, let me circle this out.
This right here.
Everybody look here. Look. The same shirt in black, I be looking svelte.
Mm-hmm.
And in white, I be looking like I need a belt.
Mm.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So anyway, if it were anything, I said, Trail, the color purple was right there. And he said, nah, there's too many different purples. And I was like, that's true. There's also a lot of different whites. You got white,
oh,
you got off-white, you got cream, you got pearl.
Right.
You got, what's my favorite white of the paint?
Jennifer Aniston.
Something coffee.
Swiss
coffee is a beautiful white, but it ain't the same as like notebook paper white, which is bright white. You got veneer teeth white, which sometimes has a tinge of blue.
It's like a little neon.
On the big teeth.
Uh-huh,
you know,
uh-huh.
Big, nang, nang. They got the big Mario Brother bullet teeth.
Yeah.
Anyway, see the film. It was amazing. I made a short video, but let me remind you. Danielle Brooks, friend of the pod.
She is.
She's a friend of the pod. She said, hey, Kev. I said, Danielle Brooks, you know who I am?
She know who
you had that same experience.
I know.
And I said, oh, day, people be knowing.
I know.
People
Ain't
be knowing.
Crazy?
They be knowing. You might as well wrap her Oscar up tight.
She
the biggest problem The Color Purple is going to have right now is they're going to be competing against each other. Because Taraji and Danielle Brooks are both probably going to be nominated, but they only one can win. Same problem as Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Uh-huh.
You can go ahead and hand it to Danielle Brooks. Amazing performance. I did not know she went to Juilliard until that thing. She went to Juilliard from South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Taraji was amazing. Fantasia, go on and hand her. And Fantasia, single me out, Josh. Fantasia, I love you. I always have. Let me tell you what. You have grown as an actress from that Lifetime film to now.
Well, she did Broadway. I think being like Broadway actresses, she
and
probably was like,
I get to see
her
in Broadway. But from that Lifetime film I first saw you to your role as Celie and watching Fantasia, who is such a big like singer, like big personality, shrink herself to take on the like meekness, shy, fearfulness of Celie and then find her voice as well. I cried. I cried. I didn't even know why I was crying. It was so emotional.
I saw you said that.
I cried. Didn't even know why. Coleman Domingo, you did your thing. We going to hate you forever now. You did it. You Danny Glovered the whole thing. And also Deion Cole stole some scenes.
Well, Deion Cole is an amazing actor.
He is one. Let me tell you, he'll be acting good. Comedians.
Well, not all of them, but he specifically. Specifically him.
Obviously not all of them, Angel. Not all actors be acting good.
Oh, right, but you opened it up and I wanted to close that back down.
So, Tommy Domingo ain't laid a foot wrong in my eyes. I ain't never seen lay foot wrong. So anyway, I posted about how much I love the film and Oprah commented. Mm-hmm. And I don't care what you say, not you, Angel, the proverbial you. Mm. It's not her team. It's not her assistant. Mm. Oprah Winfrey said, I wonder what Kev on stage thought about the film. Searched me up. Found my post, mm-hmm. was happy I was invited, mm-hmm. and I enjoyed it. She said, Kev, so good to see you.
That was Oprah who did it. Oprah loves your content.
Oprah loves it. She probably can't wait to get a show on OWN.
Her and Gail laugh at your content all the time.
They send each other my videos every day, once a week at least.
Absolutely.
Black moms and black aunties are high on Kev on stage.
Yes.
I meet people all the time. I get so much, my mama loves you. Mamas love me. In real life, on social media, I get the mamas.
Yeah.
Melissa's mom loved me from jump. So did her father. Mm-hmm. You know, the American woman, you got to go through their father.
Yeah, you do.
But really be the mother.
The ones that got them. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Moms love old Kev on stage. So it's good to add just powerful people to my friend group. So I can get them on the Patreon. Next time I do Uno, you think I'm not DMing Oprah? Oprah, pull up. I'm going to hit you with a draw foe.
Yeah. We need an Oprah painting on the wall.
Oprah!
Oh, big O.
You invited Harry and Meghan down to your home. Kevin Angel.
Hey.
Let us shoot the podcast from your, I know you got a little garden. So she does. She got, I know you got a foyer somewhere. You got a little nook. Josh can set up in the smallest of spaces.
We've done more with less, Kevin.
Let us shoot on the veranda.
Such a small footprint.
Just
in
an
production
size.
A guest home. And then just let us spend the night for a night and 2 weeks straight.
Night and 2 weeks straight.
Let us shoot on the veranda. You look like you have a veranda.
She has whatever she wants.
What is
have.
A veranda?
A veranda, I think, is like a nice open area to get into, to get out of the house. Is it in the back or in the front? Is it in the back?
I don't know. Let me pull up Architectural Digest. I'm just going to search the word
my
veranda.
My next dog, I'm going to name her Veranda.
All right. It says, what is the difference? Okay, here we go. A veranda is a roofed open air hallway or porch attached to the outside of a building. A veranda is often partly enclosed by railing and frequently extends across the front and sides of a structure. Yeah. I'm certain she has that.
Yes.
And maybe a servant to bring us sweet tea and lemonade.
Hell, I'll be the servant. I don't care. Let me up in there. Oprah, we'll make you laugh.
And also, back to The Color Purple before we move on. It is not a remake of the movie we saw.
It is its own entity.
It is its own entity. From what people have seen, both said it's much more close
to the book,
to the Broadway play,
musical.
Because it's a musical.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's a musical the way Dreamgirls are a musical, or Grease, or The Wiz. Like they'd be talking. It ain't like a Broadway musical where they don't talk. It's all song.
No, I mean, Broadway musicals talk. It's not an opera. Opera is where there is no talking.
That's true. But like Hamilton, they be talking, but it be all sing-songy.
That's just his...
It's sing-songy.
Lin-Manuel Miranda. That's Lin-Miranda's style. He's like, if we can rap about it, why would we talk? Why would we talk? I'd rather you not understand a damn thing that came out of anybody's mouth because they're going
That first time, I said, this probably is cool.
The one with the French accent, I said, what is this nigga talking about? I said, well, who's here? And I'm going to show we got to work until the man's in time. Who's that? That's all down. I was like, what?
Pierre Escargot was killing it.
Pepe Le Pew, come on now. The freedom. Now, is that freedom? What did you say?
me and Melissa immediately downloaded this album. We're like, okay, this was very cool. But now what y'all said that one time.
Put out a caption. I'm watching it live. in the theater. Put the closed caption on here. What is he saying?
I wanted to be like, young man, could you slow down just a little bit? I would love to hear what you're saying in your song performance. But young man, you got an accent and you rapping very fast.
Right. And you to the resolution. Every work in the hotel. Get that dick out of his mouth so I can understand him. I don't know what he's saying.
What is wrong with you?
I have seen it.
Tell that thing, Casatois.
I don't know what you're saying, but you're doing it hard and you're sweating fast. I hope you have on Lumi because it is a game changer. It is a whole body deodorant designed by an OBGYN to work not only on pits, but feet, privates, and beyond. No matter where you use it, Lumi is clinically proven to block odor all day long, all thanks to its one-of-a-kind pH optimized formula, and they've got over 275,000 five-star reviews to show for it. I love Lumi.
I got Lumi in my balls right now, keeping them fresh, clean, and smelling great. They smell like toasted vanilla. Can you imagine a nut sack smelling like toasted vanilla all day? Imagine it, because my at the end of the day, it's like a little bit, you know, nuts, but
it's
sweat.
Like, it's like overcooked vanilla.
But it be, I said, oh, that, I took my, when I go pee, it's a great day. I be like, I'm finna pee. These nuts smell delightful. But these are the best smelling nuts this side of the Mississippi. That's only because of Lumi.
You don't only have to put Lumi on your balls, though.
That's my first place. Yeah, I got a special bar just for balls and butt.
It's an all-purpose.
That little line between your balls and your butt, the perineum.
It's an all-purpose.
Give you a slide down the perineum.
It's just deodorant for your whole body.
Well, you know, it's clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for 72 hours. Baking soda free and paraben free. pH balance for safe use below the belt. Excuse me. Lumi starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes in a solid stick deodorant. That's what Kevin uses on his balls. And cream tube deodorant. And two free products of your choice and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off Lumi Starter Pack with our exclusive code and link. And for a limited time, returning customers can get $5 off their next purchase of $30 or more, too. Use code SK at LumiDeodorant.com. LumiDeodorant.com. Thank you, Lumi, for making this holiday season smell a whole lot better.
All right, moving on. Voila. Beyonce, growing artist.
Amen.
You may or may not have heard of her, released a concert film. Angel and Josh were able to see it. I tried.
Kev doesn't support black women.
Yes, he doesn't. He doesn't.
I tried. Sometimes I'm going to tell you what happened real quick, and then I'm going to let Angel and Josh speak their feelings, and I'm going to chime in like I've seen it. On Friday, we had tickets. I bought tickets for me and Melissa and Mel the day it came out. We ended up having our company party on Friday. On Saturday, we went to Yvonne Audrey's party. Yvonne Audrey's party started at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
It did. Yeah. It started very late.
We got there at 10:30. It looked like the juke joint in The Color Purple.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun, was sweating, dance. She was giving out Jordan slippers. I said, yes. We got new friends.
Yes.
She said, y'all don't want to dance? If your feet hurt, go there's by the bar. Slippers. There's stacks of Jordan slippers.
And that is amazing.
I got the first pair. I said, give me them.
You know, Angel, this is Angel at the party, coming back to the table, me and Marcus. Yvonne got slippers over there. They didn't have much. Angel had a size 12 slipper. They didn't have much. She had this much back out.
They feel comfortable.
And then the funny thing is, after she got that, they brought all the, they had more size in the
of
back. It was
did.
Too late. Angel was like, I'm going to set these in the car.
I was two-stepping.
Melissa went to get hers, but Melissa has a thing. If the line is long, it doesn't matter what
they're
giving away.
That's why I got it first. See, yeah, people be waiting
Yvonne,
until
Yvonne made an announcement.
After I got mine. First,
right, yeah, there was nobody in line. See, Yvonne was like, we got Jordan slippers.
To the table.
The line, she did.
She tried
so
to
as Angel was telling us, Yvonne grabs the mic. And then it was too many
it
people.
Was too, listen, I read signs. There was a sign that said, if your feet hurt, I said, well, go ahead, give it to me. My feet don't hurt yet, but they will.
Angel put them on and immediately went and started twerking.
Oh, I was like, bring them out. Back to.
Wait.
Oh, go ahead, shit.
And then Sunday I had tickets again at 7 p.m. But The Color Purple, you had to be there at 10 a.m. We watched the film. Then we had brunch, met the cast. Mm-hmm. By the time I got home, it was almost 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I couldn't then go and watch another 3-hour film. Yeah. I ain't seen my kids all day.
You should have went on Thursday night when I went.
I didn't want to that night. I was doing something. And then on Monday, Tuesday, I was like, okay, we'll go see it on Monday. It ain't playing.
No.
She took Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off, and then it come back out on Thursday. So, Angel, that's why I haven't seen it. I do protect black women.
So, I said, I'm not going to wait until December 1st like the regulars. I went on November 30th. Okay? Mm-hmm.
Still, last month.
Listen, last month I went. I went to the White People Theater because I said, I don't need a bunch of us.
You don't want to be around your own community?
Not for that. There were 8 of us in this.
I was in a sixer.
Yeah, listen. Yes. There were 8 of us in there, okay? And it was community. Do you understand? I sang. I danced. I cried.
You cried?
Oh, my
God. On the fast song?
I cried through a bunch of stuff because, let me tell you, first of all, after seeing that, I just don't want to hear nothing else. I don't quit mentioning other people with Beyonce. Shut up.
Oh.
Okay. Because when I say that this woman in the level of artistry that she's at, now she said things that made sense. When I watched the Renaissance Experience, the thing that we call a concert that was something else, twice, I was like, oh, she doing whatever the hell she wants to. Mm-hmm. I could tell via the visuals because I was like, why are you a robot? Do you think she was going to explain to us why she was? She's like, no, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
And so that's what I freaking did. Okay. Yeah. However, the part that got me and the reason why I don't even know if I can become an even bigger fan, but one of the reasons why I just love her so much. We got to see even more so her balance, the act of being a mother and being a boss. And one of the things that she said outside of motherhood that I was just like, this is so true. She's like, when people talk to me as a black woman, it's almost as if they're trying to see how much bullshit they can give me. Mm. It's always a battle. So seeing her having to check multiple men.
Was this about the lights? I seen this part on Twitter.
Yeah, it was about a lot of things.
Camera lenses, lighting.
Yeah. She said she had already Googled it and she was like this.
Yeah, it was just like she said, I want the lens. I want the widest lens possible. This is already a fisheye. Does it get any? Can you get a wider one? I mean, this is pretty wide, but is there a wider one? Well, we could see if we could get a whatever six the widest millimeter. One. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she was like,
sure.
Yeah. It's just like she said, make it wider. Now, if it's a possibility for it to be wider.
Yeah.
Then just get the damn thing she asked for. She's the one paying for it.
Even stuff like the dolly tracks, Kev, they were telling her that they couldn't find like an oval shaped dolly track or whatever it was. And she's like, well, I Googled it and there are the ones that I'm looking for. So
what'd they say when she said that?
They didn't show the response.
Oh, that was the point. The point was made. She was black mom and blue ivy too.
That part.
That's when I started.
That's when you connected.
Oh, that's when I started crying. I was just like, just because, you know, a lot of times we other celebrities, we pretend as if celebrities are not humans,
yes.
Right? And this woman, Blue actually made me cry as well. Mm-hmm. But this woman was like, I was only going to let my child perform once. And I didn't even want to do that because she hasn't prepared like I have.
Yep.
And I was like, look at that. She was like, I really don't want to do nepotism. Because this is what it is. She was like, my daughter really wanted to do it. And she said, it's one thing for me to be nervous, but then to know that my daughter is nervous and then for me to see her face right before she was about to go out, she said, I almost passed out.
Because she was like, what have I done?
Yeah, what have I done? I said, if that ain't like to be a astounding performer and also be like, I'm about to die because my baby's out here on the stage. I was just like, people be making it seem like she really is a robot, like she doesn't have emotion. And then not only that, when the baby found out what people were saying about her online,
somebody's friend told Blue about the comments.
Blue's friend
told her about the comments that were online.
And that's what made her go harder.
You can see Blue. I'm sure they cut a lot out, but Blue was like, there was a lot of negativity. And I was like, this poor child.
You don't choose your parents. You don't choose that. And then, now let me tell you what, I ain't had to see the documentary to see this. I seen that Blue Ivy baby on the first show, wherever it was in Europe. Mm-hmm. And I seen her when I that was in L.A. Well, somebody made a compilation of like every show of her.
But that's what they talked about, too, because they said, but then I saw her dad said, I saw the Knowles in her.
Yeah.
To basically prove everybody wrong from the beginning to the end.
She was like, I'll show them. Mm-hmm. I'll show them. I was like, there are adult people that cannot take negative comments.
Me, Kevin. I got a list. You guys, we did some HT reactions. The Patreon has seen it. We'll kind of click for the rest of y'all. Me and Angel went down to the internets and seen what the people said about us. Well, I thought I had to wait till I made it to get people hate me right now.
Right now.
And Beyonce is just me times a coefficient of a million.
Yeah.
As far as discourse goes, they criticize everything.
This little 12-year-old was like, all right, let me show you. She was only supposed to do one concert, but because everybody wanted to run their mouth, she was like, first of all, I'm gonna do every single goddamn concert I can. She's and not like, only that, y'all gonna have to watch me get better. Not only that, y'all just gonna have to be mad.
Yes.
And because I am here.
I am here.
She's and like, and I'm waking up, I'm at rehearsals. Because she said tour changed completely for her.
Yeah.
For Beyonce or for Blue?
For Blue.
For Blue. Because she said now she's like,
babe, oh, I'm at work now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's clocked in.
How old is Blue? 12 or 11?
She's now 12. She started the tour as an 11-year-old. Can you like think about.
Let me tell you what I was doing at 11.
But Kevin, could you imagine your children having to read? It's not about us seeing negative comments.
Listen.
Could you imagine JoJo or Zayzay having to see a bunch of negative comments about something that they wanted to do with you?
1,000. I've experienced it.
Oh, well, your baby was a podcaster with you.
Before that, when they were at Awesome CV and they were on World Star, they talked about my baby's lips. They talked about his ears.
Liz shut down World Star.
Listen, I would. Listen, I'm a man. I'm 40.
Mm-hmm.
It's college football, Mike Van Gundy. He was 6. And they didn't even know who we were. Them World Star, basically Twitter also is now just World Star comments as a website.
Mm-hmm.
But they was talking about my baby and we are small, but I wanted to fight everybody, mm-hmm. right? We took Zayzay to just as far as scale goes. Blue's performances probably ranged from 50,000 to, I don't know, 75,000, 80,000.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah, when he was doing Crazy I Say and Little Rascals and stuff, he got invited to the Minus Behavior. I don't know if y'all remember this. Minus Behavior had a concert film, Awesome TV, years back. You guys might not have been checking out for Minus Behavior music.
I wasn't.
You weren't checking, Angel? Minus Behavior?
Mindless Behavior. I was a grown ass woman.
You don't know about Prodigy in Princeton?
I know about those babies, but I was minding my own behavior.
So Zayzay went there and some kids were screaming for him because he was, you know, big on Awesome TV. He had a meltdown.
Aww.
They saw he saw his face on the like a huge TV screen at Universal City Walk. He was like, I said, "Oh, come on, we ain't got to." I took him around
the back.
Hey, leave my baby alone! And that was probably 200 people max.
You're in front of 70,000 people.
Let me, Josh, meet Kevin right now. 40-year-old performer who's been doing this for 15 years. I will pee a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
70,000. The most I ever performed in front of was like.
And that wasn't even the reach that video, that those videos touched from everybody on the internet.
No. Mm. I performed the most was like 15,000 people. And that was a little snippet when we did, not even that, probably 10,000 people. Mm-hmm. We did How Sweet the Sound at the Staples Center. Playmakers have about 90 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Pee escaped my body.
Pee to pee.
And that was in the Staples Center, not even the full arena. 3/4 full. Mm-hmm. You know them gospel concert.
Still.
Bill Ivy was at SoFi where the Rams play.
And 70,000
people.
She was out there too. I was like, who did you do it? Cried a freaking gan watching the damn film. Because that's a beautiful moment. Like, again. When my therapist said work-life balance is not about compartmentalizing the different areas of your life. It's about trying to integrate them.
Yeah.
And seeing Beyonce integrate her motherhood with her tour, like seeing her deal with the twins during the tour. Like
Sir and Rumi?
Mm-hmm.
They was on the movie?
And the Jay-Z? Yes.
They was it? Jay-Z was there?
Yeah.
He spoke.
James Z?
Mm-hmm. Seeing him like affirm his daughter. He was like, you my child, so I know what you were thinking. I know when you're nervous, and I know when you feel it.
That's what he told Gail King, Oprah's friend, my friend. He was like, she was nervous. Gail was like, she probably wasn't. He was like, I know her.
Yeah.
That's I know her.
How are you going to tell someone's father?
I know. I was like, girl, now you could have texted me that, girl. You ain't got
to
tell Jay-Z.
You didn't have to say that to Jay-Z. You didn't have to. And he said, your mama was smiling so hard that her mouth stopped and started to go down. She couldn't contain it no more.
Her smile turned upside down.
Yeah. She couldn't take it. It was just, and then Beyonce started crying, talking about her mother. And she was like, you are the reason I made it to this. She said, because I have been through, you know, basically been through the ringer in this career. She was like, and if it wasn't for you being a constant.
Her true north.
Yeah.
Her what?
Her true north. Like,
oh, true north.
Like, yeah. Being a constant for me, I don't think I would have gotten to here. We learned that she had injured her knee.
That was prior to Dubai performance, right? Yeah. That's why she was like super ginger and why she didn't.
She was doing PT while rehearsing.
Yeah, she was rehabilitating.
PT stands for physical therapy, if you guys didn't know.
Oh, I thought it stood for pussy taint, but that's good to know. She really, the things that, we got to see her recording some of the song while lying on her back. Recording some of the audio.
Lying
on
her back?
She was in the bed. Recording audio. I can't remember.
Why was she lying in the bed?
She directed every, because she was tired, bro.
Oh,
she had her hand. She said this show took 4 years to make. The stage, she had a binder of sketches of what the stage looked like. That she just.
All the iterations of them trying to.
She built it all creatively?
The light, like all the textures of lighting, she had her hand in everything.
Do you guys get the feeling from watching this that this is her last tour?
No.
Of this scale?
I think she got one more. But I think she'll do like a residency.
I think she'll do whatever the hell she wants to. That's what I got from this. And if she's like, you know what, let me tour again, she'll do it again. This is her. She's like, give me a song that Beyonce sing.
Single Ladies.
So a ballad.
Drunk in Love.
Okay.
Oh.
I'll sing a different song. I'm a train wreck in the morning. Move those lights. Put them on the back of me. I'm a bitch in the afternoon.
Like this though.
And those right here. Yeah, this is her singing, rehearsing, also giving lighting direction at the same time. Every now and then, what a warning. And then put those other lights on her right there. Yeah, that's what I want. I could be real. I was like, what is...
Oh, creative in me. I'm about to go crazy.
She's like, we'll shot, like, bring the smoke up and put all the lights on me and turn everything else off. Because she's like, I feel like less is more, even when we have all these lights. When we just have a few of them on, it's going to focus everybody's attention here.
She sang the bronchitis like three times. I think she said she got the bronchitis three times on this tour.
Sheesh. And she never missed a day.
From all the smoke, from all the... like.
I got bronchitis. Anybody got time for that?
Do you understand? I would have been tired after the second song. All right, guys. Dancers, get out here and dance.
I'm a background singer.
I don't know how she did it. It was and just really getting to hear her vocally, getting to see all the fashions from the show, getting to see like the dancers and why she chose the dancers. It was really, it just put her in another league of performer that I don't think we have really gotten a chance to see. And anybody who's hating now is just wants to be a hater. Anybody who's like, well, she's bleaching her skin, as if it happens that fast from tour. To premiere.
We're going
to
get a spray bleach real quick.
What? She's been bleached. And I was so glad that her mother went off on Instagram. She's like, you bozos. I said, you somebody
bozos
in their 70s.
Bozos is just a funny
one. You bozos. I said, that's right, Mama Tina. Call them the bozos.
Friend of the pod.
So, Mama Tina?
Yeah. I really, I mean, y'all already know I'm a fan of Beyonce, but I respect her so much. And then the fact that she released the song while we were in the theater. I got a text, and so because it's an intimate situation that I was in, I was like, excuse me, ma'am, Beyonce just released a song. And she was like, really? I said, yeah, you're going to have to go ahead and listen to it before you get home. And then, of course, it played at the end. It was just an amazing experience. If you didn't get to see the tour or the experience, I don't want to call it even a concert because it was something else. Going to see it will give you a really great experience of like.
And a front row seated it too, because I feel like the film showed the concert the way you were supposed to experience it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From all the different shot angles, like the visuals, you get to see it from like, I mean, if you're like living it. There was so many parts of the movie where I'm just like, I forget that she's still performing.
Yeah.
Because everything is just so completed in full, from the shots, the lights, the band, all the arrangements, to the point where you're just like, this is like, it's almost surreal to watch her in that moment that she's in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then still hitting all the cues, all the dancing cues and
all the singing cues, because the music arrangements were different than what's on the album. Not only that, you know, like when you're eating and you know you're full, mm-hmm. and you're like, I'ma stop. Or then when you, a big girl like myself, you're like, no.
A little bit more.
I can get a little bit more. That's what it felt like the concert was. She was like, I'm going to get you full, but then I'm about to shove a bunch more food
and
down your throat.
And the way they stitched all the different shows together, because they used like a lot of robotic like camera systems.
Mm-hmm.
So like mid-song, mid-verse, they'll switch completely to a different night, like a different city. They go through like all the different outfits.
And is she in the same spot?
Yes.
Yes. Same thing with Blue Ivy. We got to see Meg Thee Stallion's booty move so much. It moves so, it had so much movement. I was just like, If I can't move it that much, but if I could, y'all, the podcast would be done like
Imara
this.
Imara was laughing at me because she looked over at me when that part came on, and I was just like,
this would be me the entire time reading the ads. With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. With HelloFresh, it makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. Okay? 'Tis the season to give giving and gathering. And with HelloFresh, it can also be the season of saving. Actually, save money this month with fresh recipes delivered cheaper than takeout. And with pre-portioned ingredients, you'll never waste money on excess food. After a full day of work, there's still so much to do. Some days, it feels like eating a wholesome dinner is next to impossible. With HelloFresh, you can turn busy weeknights into memorable mealtimes with delicious, practical options designed to save you time, like their 15-minute meals. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck in the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Man. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing dinner is on its way. Yesterday was such a busy day for us. We had to return my mother's truck to her. We had to pick up the kids. Little Marcus needed a new, gets his cell phone fixed. I had to work out because I didn't work out in the morning, but I was like, I want to cook. I had Kai pick out a HelloFresh meal. It was a baked ziti recipe. I was able to whip that meal together in like 30 minutes and still have time to work out. And that would not have been possible with HelloFresh. Truly, it saves us so much time and money. And the meal was so good. It was so good. It had fresh zucchini in it. It had onions, tomatoes, a ricotta mixture that I made. And even Amar, I'm talking about my picky eater who like could probably live off of crackers. He tore that meal up. So this is what I want you to do, because I absolutely love HelloFresh and I think you will too. Go to HelloFresh.com/SKFree.
SKFree.
And use code SKFree.
SKFree.
For free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/SKFree.
SKFree.
With code SKFree.
SKFree.
America's HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. Now listen, if you haven't finished your holiday shopping yet, that would be me. You can point right to me because I have not.
You ain't finished, Angel?
I ain't began. So don't panic yet, okay? There's still time to find incredible original gifts with the help of Uncommon Goods. UncommonGoods.com has the absolute best gifts for everyone in your life. We're talking about moms, dads, teens, in-laws, besties, your one and only. And it's not stuff you can find just anywhere. Uncommon Goods has unique gifts and creative gifts, often handmade by independent artists and makers. So skip the gifts that scream, this was last minute, I just picked it up from like a little bin, okay? And find something truly original, all right? At uncommongoods.com. Okay, here are some of the things that I absolutely love on the site. I told y'all about this before. I love this book caddy. As someone who's trying to get more into actually reading books, especially by Black authors, this little book caddy, it holds the book, it bookmarks it. You can also, if you have readers, like little reading glasses, it holds that as well as if you're like a little coffee drinker. They even have items for teenagers. And you know, teens can be hard to shop for. Different ornaments that can be personalized with their name. They have some really cute room decor, advent calendars. You know those old school viewfinders that we used to play with when we were kids? You can personalize one so that the pictures in the viewfinder are something that maybe your teen would love. I absolutely love how unique these things are. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. Looking for a gift you don't have to worry about getting lost in the mail? Uncommon experiences are more than virtual classes. They are unexpected opportunities to have fun and connect in new ways. From lunar astrology charting, cooking and mixology classes, crafts, gardening, and so much more. From art and jewelry to kitchen, home and bar, Uncommon Goods has something for everybody. Not the same lackluster gifts you can find just about anywhere. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give a dollar to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $2.5 million today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/SK.
SK.
That's uncommongoods.com/SK.
SK.
For 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
All right. Now, before we move on, we would be remiss to not touch on some of the criticism Beyonce was levied with. Everything from, the first criticism I started to see was Beyonce didn't stop her movie from being shown in Israel. Obviously, Israel and Palestine are having a conflict right now. And I started seeing this before the movie even came out. Uh-huh. Beyonce should make sure her film isn't played in Israel. I've seen clips of people in Israel singing Break My Soul with Israeli flags. And people were like, this is basically Beyonce's fault. One of the things I saw on Twitter that I thought was interesting was this. Somebody said, in defense of Beyonce for this point, they made two points. One, Beyonce probably doesn't have the control to say you can't do it. But even if she did, the criticism of her movie being showed in Israel is not levied to all movies. Mm-hmm. It's the point they were making was Barbie was showed in Israel. Taylor Swift's movie was shown in Israel. But it's only Beyonce mm-hmm. that should make sure her film's not mm-hmm. shown in Israel. Mm-hmm. I thought that was interesting because obviously sometimes I think my bias tends to be with the big artists because I tend to be the person who gets criticized and attacked. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times people don't understand the position you're in mm-hmm. when you are the big person celebrity. Mm-hmm. It's a very much damned if you do, damned if you don't. Mm-hmm. Catch 22, regardless of what you say. If you speak out on Israel, Palestine, you have to speak out with knowledge. You almost have to say what the person, and that's me, you, Josh, wants you to say, mm-hmm. right? You need to use the language that they use, mm-hmm. right? You need to say, you know, and a lot of times celebrities, again, to your earlier point, are just people. Like, I don't have a platform as big as Beyonce. I didn't speak out about Israel and Palestine on any platform. I didn't even discuss it on any platform but the podcast mm-hmm. because I have a firm belief that short form media for very sensitive subjects mm-hmm. is not the right way I feel comfortable talking mm-hmm. about it mm-hmm. because I'm not well versed in that topic enough mm-hmm. and I don't want a small clip to be taken out of context. I want you to hear my whole thought. And the first part of the conflict, I was still researching because mm-hmm. I didn't even realize what was happening, you know, all that type of stuff. So that's one thing. Her other criticism, there was an article, I seen an article on Vulture, which basically was like, I'm synthesizing the paragraphs I did read. I didn't get a chance to read the whole thing. Come on. And basically what she was saying is the documentary is a curtain behind a curtain, but what's behind the third curtain? She was like, if Beyonce's going to show you how intimate she is, how can she if she's only acting the way that she's acting because the cameras are on? Who is she when the cameras are off? And again, my bias is going to show as a creator and personality and person of sizable visibility. Mm-hmm. When a camera's on, you are getting the performative version of my personality. When the camera's off and even if the cameras are off and you're not my close friend, you're still getting a performative version of my personality. Mm-hmm. I'm only my true living full self with the people that are very close to me and cameras are off. If me and Melissa are vlogging or creating real, it's still
performative.
Yeah, but if I'm at home on a self
on the toilet with the door closed, yes. That is when you're at your true yes. self.
People often be like, Melissa, I bet he be cracking you up all at home. No, I don't be telling jokes nearly as much as y'all think. I be folding the laundry. Yesterday, you know what I did from 2 to 4:45? I left my home after a meeting, went and got a good spot in the parent line to pick up Isaiah, got him. You know he's hungry. Mm-hmm. Stopped by In-N-Out so he could Ooh. Eat burgers and then eat the cup. Mm-hmm. And then I drive to my other son's school, mm-hmm. wait for him to finish soccer practice, pick him up, take him, or stop by the cleaners. When I got home, it was 4:45. Nary a joke was told. But if a documentary was filming me, hey, man, go and pick up my son. I'm a great father. I love to get that food. Like, I'm just listening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, obviously, every documentary that's not done by the subject, like, if I'm producing my own documentary, it's going to be my best foot forward. If a documentary is produced about me, then it's going to be whatever story they want to tell. But I think people forget that even documentaries are biased.
Oh, absolutely. That is what Beyonce also said, though. She be taking her kids to school still. During the
really?
Day. Yeah. She was like...
They're not homeschooled?
No, why would they be homeschooled?
Blue Ivy was on tour during the school year.
But she has other children, too, as well.
Oh, she takes the twins.
And anybody who's going to school. I'm Got sure it. She did do some, like, study abroad work.
Got it. I want to say one more thing. Because I know you love Beyonce.
Yeah, I do. Jesus, I do.
Hey, y'all, okay, so we use the term stan loosely now in replacement of fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if y'all remember, if you older, you know, even Josh would know this. Stan, the term came from an Eminem song. And it was about a crazy fan.
Stanley.
Yeah, who was like writing letters in the rain and all that
Stalker
type of stuff.
Stalker fan.
Uh-huh. Stalker fan, right? I'm not even saying Beyonce is above reproach. I'm not saying she's not valid of criticism. What I am saying is we have to stop assuming that because we like somebody and their art, they are going to do everything that we would do.
Right.
It's okay for Beyonce to not do Beyonce, whoever.
Right.
Neil Diamond, Barry Manilow. Barry Manilow alive?
I don't know. You know, I don't like to. I
wasn't trying to be funny.
Folk.
I was just thinking of people's names.
I
don't want
to be. No, he alive. Barry Manilow alive. Yeah, he is.
Barry still with us?
Yes, he's alive.
He's 80 years old. Okay, mm-hmm. Barry still here.
Uh-huh. Just Barry.
He got a
pod.
Show on Broadway.
Yeah.
Based off of his music.
It's okay for that artist to decide what they want to speak about and not speak about. Uh-huh. It's okay for them to speak loudly about stuff, quietly about other stuff, speak about anything, nothing. Yeah. It's okay for you to be upset that they 100%. Do this. It's okay for you to, like, but what is weird is to expect a random human being, which is what celebrities are to us.
Entitlement to them.
To expect them to do what you want them to do all of the time. Because here's what I always say. Okay, say you want to speak about Israel and Palestine, for example. What if she speaks about Israel and Palestine in a way you don't agree with? You want her to speak on it. What if she says something opposite of how you feel? Mm-hmm. Are you happy now because she spoke out? Or do you really want them to speak out in favor of the way you also
you
see it?
To be a representative for you and they're not.
So you can continue to like them full. Guess what? Sometimes people don't say nothing because they don't know. They are afraid of blowback or because maybe they don't. What they might say might offend their fan bases. And this ain't just celebrities. Listen, I work in the gospel community often. Mm. Pastors, musicians, how they often feel about certain issues behind closed doors is not how they say in the
Kevin,
public.
Because
they know their base, which is the Christian community, will be upset if their true feelings about a situation became public.
Right.
So they often don't speak. Or they speak in accordance with how they know their fan base speaks. Politicians do this all the time.
Yeah, that's
vote anti-abortion, have abortions, pay for them, say outlaw abortion in a state, and then fly their mistress or their children to a state that still performs abortion. It's not just Beyonce. Everybody does that. So I believe that you as the person should speak about what you are passionate about, informed about, and feel comfortable speaking about. I don't feel like you should let anybody pressure you because if they disagree and you don't really feel it anyway, you can't even defend it. So when I speak about black issues, I speak about them proudly, passionately, and you can feel how you feel. You're not going to change my mind.
You can feel how you feel. If you have said that she opened the or had her movie in Israel, then you could choose not to see it. There are a lot of things that you can do so that your moral compass is still pointing in the direction that you want it to be.
And that's the thing.
You know what? Her movie's there, regardless of how you feel about it. And like you said, you can complain about it, you can voice it, but understand.
And you can boycott it too.
That's what I'm saying. You can choose,
personally say,
I'm not going to see it.
I think what people want to do sometimes, they want to see it, but they want to be able to see it and still feel good. Sometimes, I admit this, I'm guilty of this, they want a virtue signal.
Oh, that is the best thing to do. And I feel like as Christians, we have been trained to do it. So we really got to virtue signal.
Why?
I like a color guard. I
would fully be sinning.
Yeah.
I'm not going sin signal.
Yeah.
But what I'm doing better, we talked about this before plenty of times. We was the biggest, at least I ain't.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. At least I ain't doing that.
Yeah. I mean, I done fornicated a little bit, but at least I ain't gay. That's what I used to tell myself. That's how homophobia internalized in my mind.
Yeah.
I'm fully sinning.
Full.
But at least I'm not. Now, that's a sin.
Listen, I might not be getting no P in the V, but I have humped a leg so hard that I might as well have. Like,
they really have people doing anal sex saying, but I'm still a virgin. Or anal and oral sex. Two of the three holes done been exposed.
They like,
but that one hole is pristine. Your booty is wider than all outside.
Oh my gosh. Is it
booty wide?
All outside, Kevin.
Your mouth big now. You've been licked.
And here's the thing. There are some people who critique, but there are a lot of people who are just haters.
Yeah. Listen. As a creator, Beyonce is not above critique either. A lot of times her fans, stands be like, you can't criticize her. You can. It's okay. She's a big girl. I think all I expect is a fair critique. Often what happens
don't
is
don't even expect that because people are crazy.
What happens is the critique of her art becomes a critique of who she is as a person.
Well, people think she's a witch. There was a long little comment chain of people being like during her London premiere, that's not the real Beyonce. She's a clone, or either the evil spirits have taken over her. Mm. And the people were responding. Nobody in this thread was like, this is outlandish. They were
clone?
Like, yeah. Somebody was like, this is either a clone or a robot, but the real Beyonce isn't there. Somebody else was like, I'm not saying it's not 100% her, but I do think the evil spirits have taken over. And there was about 10 back and forth, and nobody in there said,
echo chamber.
This doesn't really make sound sense. Yes, she does not look like herself in the photos per se, but what would be the purpose of making a clone Beyonce, a robot? What does that do for, what's the master plan?
You didn't see that clone, Tyron? First of all, when you ask people what the master plan is, a lot of times them conspiracy theories fall apart.
Like, come on, why are they doing that?
I was talking to somebody who believed that the government manipulates the weather. And they was like, and then they make it rain when it don't need to be raining. So I was like, why would they do that? He's like, see, that's you. And now you quit. No, I'm curious. What would be the reason to affect the weather? Let's say what you're saying is true. What now? Why though? Because control, brother. See, that third eye not open.
Listen. I was like, there are literal genocides happening right now.
As we live and breathe.
But Beyonce is a robot because that has more impact than an actual entire people, an entire race being wiped off of the face of the earth. But Beyonce, robot. That's where the government is putting
their... thing that matters. That's what's wrong with y'all.
People, kids, women, children being murdered. That's the distraction.
The crazy thing is there's multiple genocides.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I said. There are multiple genocides happening at one.
But there's conflict in Congo.
In the Congo.
Sudan.
Beyonce's a robot.
And the government made it rain.
Yeah.
See? So, heaven forbid, you see the plane with the white stuff coming out of it. That's that chemtrails.
Oh, chemtrails.
Chemtrails. They're getting in the water supply.
Chemtrails.
The government done made the chickens big. I do agree with chickens are bigger than they used to be. Because I went to churches.
That is the truth.
Chicken, I seen a chicken leg this big. I left the churches. I said, that chicken, that was a raccoon size chicken. That chicken was too big.
The chickens were on steroids. That's not a conspiracy. That's
capitalism.
Right. That's something you can look up.
That's why I have man boobs. It's not my fault.
I don't think that's necessary.
No. See, your third eye blind.
My third eye.
Your third eye blind.
Didn't get LASIK.
Because.
So, can't see everything.
The estrogen in the chicken make the wings big. I eat the wings. Goes to gynecomastia. Gynecomastia.
I mean, that's why they were like, that's why these young girls, they got all these hips and butts and stuff real early and the big tit-tots early. Mm. That's
because of them enzymes.
It's the enzymes, the steroids.
In the chicken.
The heroin.
And niggas be eating the chicken. Didn't you watch that clone Tyrone? It's in the chicken. Listen. It's in the chicken. It's in the music. It's in the perms.
It's in the perms. You know, they trying to outlaw. FDA is trying to unapprove straightening the hair.
Unapprove?
Like, make it not something that we could do. I need to look it up. I'm surprised we didn't cover it on the docket. But, you know, Kevin don't support black women, so he don't really care about that. Looking for a great gift idea? One that's perfect for the holidays? With Paint Your Life, a hand-painted portrait is easy to create. Fits almost any budget, and it's great. A great gift idea for those you love. Paint Your Life transforms your photos into a one-of-a-kind, beautiful hand-painted portrait by professional artist. I love Paint Your Life, and they do a good job. This is what I mean by they do a good job. You send them pictures, the portrait you get going to look like the people in them pictures. I was worried. I was like, oh my God, are they going to look like, you know how when somebody does, we've had this happen with being Kevin and Angel, people like to make paintings of us, right? And a lot of them be really, really good. But some of them, it's like, who is this person that you painted? Is this a cousin of mine that you know that I don't know? Who is this mannish woman that you... You ain't got to worry about that with Paint Your Life. They look like the people in the portrait, in the picture that you send them. And that's a blessing all in itself. Everybody look like they supposed to look. And it happens in a very easy way. Their platform is super user friendly. And you can continue to give notes for them to, you know, make the portrait the way you want it. So it can be a gift that you are proud to give to a loved one. Use their compilation service, upload multiple photos, create anything you can imagine. Put yourself in a location you've always wanted to go, at a lost loved one, to a special occasion, to create a portrait of your dreams. That's what I did. Customize your experience with a payment plan that works for you. As little as 10% down makes a truly affordable gift. As I said, the user-friendly platform lets you order a custom-made hand-painted portrait in less than 5 minutes. You get to approve every stage of the portrait process. Request as many modifications as you like to ensure the portrait is painted just the way you dream. Get a hand-painted portrait in less than 2 weeks. The perfect holiday gift, meaningful, personal, and always heartwarming. This is a gift that will touch the heart and make your loved one's holiday unforgettable. This holiday season, you can give the most meaningful gift you've ever given from paintyourlife.com, and there's no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded, guaranteed. And right now is a limited time offer. Get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20% off and free shipping. To get this special offer, text the word THING.
THING.
To 87204. That's THING.
THING.
To 87204. Text THING.
THING.
To 87204. Paint Your Life. Celebrate the moments that matter most.
All right, now that all of that is out the way, we need to get to the real true issues at hand in America. Okay? This is the serious stuff. All right, guys? And I know we don't usually discuss serious, serious stuff like this. We try to keep this podcast light and things like that. And, you know, sometimes we have to discuss things that are not nearly as light. And here's that thing. And I thought we wouldn't talk about it, but I'm sorry, we will. Red Lobster's endless shrimp deal cost the companies millions.
That hurt my heart.
It didn't work, Angel.
It's because it used to be a special event. Red Lobster is losing its specialness.
It's losing its special. Beyonce couldn't save it with that lyric.
Yeah, she tried. Before, Red Lobster was for birthdays. It was for if you were going to plan on putting it out for prom. Mm-hmm. Okay?
But now...
Yeah, that's the only...
Get the Admiral's Feast, you're going to go deep sea diving.
Yeah, come on. You understand me?
Huh? Hope I don't get crabs when I'm eating that crab. Hey, what you said?
What you said?
I'm going to lick the little part of that line.
Okay. So it's also for job promotions, things of that nature, okay? Once Red Lobster became more like an Applebee's, the luster, the shine removed. And they put that all-you-can-eat shrimp on the regular menu. That used to be a special time of the year when they would, you know, all-you-can-eat shrimp is back. But now it's 12 months out of the year for only $20. That's not special.
Angel, your husband sat up there and
got heartburn. He had to sit upright for 5 hours for all those shrimp to digest in his system. Don't nobody need to eat that much shrimp, but we did. And that's what I was like, Red Lobster don't realize niggas is real, okay? We gonna try to break you. You tell me all I can eat. Well, watch how much I can fucking eat.
It's a challenge. It's all you got to get your money's worth, number one.
I want to turn into a shrimp when I leave this table. I want my arms and legs to be stuck like this when I walk out of here. Shrimp scampi? You think you're going to test me on how much freaking shrimp scampi I can eat? All of it. I am the scampi.
First of all, it ain't even Red Lobster. They got in trouble because most of their lobster is langostino. Langostino is a lobster adjacent fish. Crazy thing about lobster, interestingly enough, lobster used to be poor man's food. Did you know that?
Yeah.
The poor man used to say, y'all can't keep feeding us lobster. And then we talked about this before, I believe. They, you know, made lobster seem more exclusive and all this and that. And now it became expensive. Let me read the article, Angel, because I literally laughed out loud.
Yeah, I read it. This. They lost so much money. $22 million or something.
The ultimate in the shrimp deal reeled in too many hungry customers at Red Lobster. Now the company is turning the tide after reporting millions in operating losses. In June, the seafood restaurant chain turned its historically limited time shellfish special into a permanent menu fixture for diners to enjoy. The special offered diners the option to choose two type of shrimp dishes unlimited for just $20 with a side of Red Lobster's famous Cheddar Bay biscuits. That ain't as good as they used to be.
I know they
in the 90s. I don't care what you said. It's the truth to me. While the move certainly accomplished getting more hungry customers into restaurants 4% year over year, the company posted an operating loss of over $11 million in its third quarter alone.
Alone.
With the discounted offer contributing to that loss, according to Red Lobster's Thailand-based parent company, Thai Union Group. I didn't even know that. Yeah, I thought they was owned by Landry.
No, Thai Union Group.
Thai Union Group? You see part of Landry. Them Thai said no?
They said, we done lost too much money over there. What are y'all doing in America with all them strap?
They need to understand that Thai people and American people is different.
Very much so. They be all little petite.
We be big Alabama linemen.
I love some good sea roaches. I know everybody's like in the comments, you know they just sea bugs. They are delicious.
It's a delicacy.
It is.
High in protein.
So good. And I'm going to take my kids to Red Lobster. I don't think they've ever been. I'm about to take them now.
Take them now. I'm skipping down the article. It said, all in all, Thai Union expects to lose $20 million.
That's what it said.
For 2023. They done raised the price back up to $25. And they said, listen, we eat some shrimp. It can't be all you can eat. Can be a good amount of what? Well, let's change all you can eat to a good amount of shrimp.
They need to put it up to 35, okay?
They need to just let people order the entree. If you want another one, buy another entree.
No, that is a part of it. Specialness, they just got to make it feel special. You done made it feel too regular. That's some basic bitch shit.
It really is.
I need for you, I'm a special type of girl. Give me the butterfly. Shrimp, fry it up, okay? Give me the little scampies on the side. Give me the shrimp skewer. And you think you gonna do that for 20? No. Who's putting out for prom if they only have to pay $20? Raise that price. Bring back the souvenir glasses when you get a special drink.
What is with you in this doggone cup? You always gotta have a cup for a commemorative cup item.
To show that I was there.
You have all them doggone tumblers.
2023 holiday cup. I was there.
Tumbler after tumbler after. And you always drinking something.
Yep.
That's why you be pissing all the time.
Yes, I do. I pee on myself.
I be peeing too.
When I went to the Usher concert, because I had on a cat suit that I also, because the cat suit was see-through, I had on flesh-tone two-piece, like a leotard in leggings. Mm-hmm. I didn't drink the whole concert because I said, I will not make it from here to the restroom and get out of all this without... So I just was dry mouth the whole concert. Of situation will arise because the time between urge to pee and peeing is shortened. drastically.
Oh my God. That sound you make when you pee a little bit. That is so funny to me.
But what's bad, what's wrong, what's the problem is, though? The problem is I had a little situation and I feel like
you had a little situations.
And I feel like my urethra muscles ain't as strong as they used to. So it's not even a anymore. It's
and go to stream. It go to stream.
There was one episode I did a pee peed on myself here.
In here?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You peed in that chair? I've sat in that chair before.
No, I didn't pee in the chair. I didn't get to the bathroom.
And you peed?
I peed. And you could see it, but...
Wait, did we finish the episode?
She was
you came back with pissy draws?
She's behind the chair.
Yeah, I did.
Did we have to do the Bald and Beautiful too?
No, we had to do HTT Reacts.
And you had piss?
That was recent.
Yeah, yeah.
Why definitely. You didn't tell me and Josh you was a pissy girl?
I was pissy. I could see it. I looked in the mirror in the bed. I said, well, here we are. So let's finish this.
Listen, me and my friends, we getting older.
And it was it was when I had on the jumpsuit. That's why I was like, ah, ah, ah. And it was like, kiss. I said, well, damn it. Damn
you need to wear easy out clothes,
that's
Angel.
Why I got on my loose booty dress today.
You can't do a lot. You can't do certain things. Mm-hmm. You know you got a condition.
Y'all going to start seeing these thick panty lines because I'm having on the pins. It's going to be like, y'all going to be like, Angel, it's going to look like a whole damn hand. It's going to look like this behind. The panty line going to be so big. Y'all going to be like, Angel, what is that?
That's why you did that brand deal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Y'all going to see all the draw line. Y'all going to be like, Angel, why do we see so much?
Listen, y'all is watching us. We Angel 43. I'm 40. Liz was born near the time I was.
Mm-hmm.
We was talking to some friends of ours. We was out drinking. And one of my boys, he wasn't drinking. I said, like, why are you not drinking? He's like, man, I can't. I thought it was like sobriety choice. You know what I'm saying? Wait, he was like, bro, when I drink, I get heartburn and it's just not worth it.
It's not worth it no more.
So then later on in the meal, he's like, man, we having a good time. I'm not getting drunk because obviously a hangover is not in God's plans for me. Mm. I always have something to do tomorrow and I don't want a headache. Wow. So we drink a drink or two. If I feel a little buzz, I'm done. Mm-hmm. Bring on the water. Bring me some biscuits. He has one drink. We like, give us another round. He's like, let me get one. We like, woo, woo. He texts the next day. I knew I shouldn't have played with y'all.
Oh, no.
I was up burping
oh,
all night.
No.
I said, now don't you have a drip of that liquor when you know you got that heartburn?
You can't.
I guess it just depends what you're drinking.
What?
Nice.
Sorry.
I missed it.
Nice.
I missed it. Damn it. It just depends
no,
on what you
depends.
Depends on what you listen. These depends.
He's quick.
Yes,
right.
I'm not.
We out of here. We got to shoot the bonus episode because I'm going out of town.
Going out
people
of town.
People on Patreon are going out of country on Thursday. Let me just let you know what's in the bonus episode, okay? We got an update on Winnie Parker, the girl who said black people don't support. Things got worse for her. Got OnlyFans dude spent $60,000 on Ruby Rose.
That's so nice.
$60,000?
Yes. Lil Nas X versus Christians. We got Ari Lennox versed fans.
Yes.
And we got Lenny Williams' new song, She Took My Draws. All that and more on the bonus episode, which you'll get in full if you join our Patreon. If not, you'll get the 10-minute clip that Josh throws up. But if you want the full experience, join us at Patreon, KevOnStage.com, Patreon, or Patreon.com/KevOnStageStudios. It's a good time. There's a lot of stuff in there. It's not just the bonus episode. It's getting stronger and stronger, better and better. But if not, we love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for whatever support you do or enjoy what you can. Enjoy. It all matters to me. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you in the comments.
Bye.
Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Fire. Here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev on stage, and that chick Angel.